Welcome to another edition of This Is Silly with the Luligans, brought to you by Euro Electric. Call Mark Gardner at Euro Electric for all your electric needs. This is Mitch. Brad is in the house.
Hello.
Bird on the couch.
Good morning. Somewhere.
Well, they might be listening to it in the morning, so it could be. He's most
Japan.
Accurate.
Yes. He's worldly.
Yes.
So we had a busy weekend.
We really did.
For once.
Did a lot.
A lot.
It was a really good weekend.
It was
really
a great weekend.
Saturday afternoon was superb.
So let's start right there. Let's talk about Saturday afternoon. St. Louis FC came out to our home bar, ITAP in Soulard, which first off, we want to thank our friends at ITAP for hosting us as always. Great job. It was National Bastard Day, which is more than coincidental, if you ask me.
Yeah, it worked out well.
And then they were all at the farmer's market. Mm.
That is true. Good luck finding a parking space. But so they had drink specials on the Arrogant Bastard and Lucky Bastard and Bastard Bastard and
Bourbon Bastard.
Yeah.
There were lots of bastards there.
All sorts of bastard and some bitch bastard and got to keep the glass. But that wasn't the only glass you walked away with that day.
No. Well, you know, first let's say it was a little bit of a, I don't want to say letdown because it was a great time, but the point of the party was to unveil our new second shift brewery, Brewligans beer, and it it didn't get ready in time.
Which happens with brewing.
It's a small company, and you know, Kyle mentioned it. Kyle did a lot of work with second shift on this one. It was actually going to be ready the day after our party. so that beer is coming. We'll talk about it a little later. We're going to have another special event, and we're going to unveil the beer there. But St. Louis FC showed up with pint glasses.
For season ticket holders for the supporters group section.
Yep.
Which that was a clear definition that they made sure to go over several times during the conversations. Because it's not for the people in the expensive seats. It's for the people that want to get rowdy and loud and have a good time. And
yeah, and not just people that showed up there. You had to have your name officially on the list of season ticket holders. So.
Which we did have a couple people sign up that day, so that was a good sign. I mean,
it's a nice glass. It has the St. Louis FC logo on one side and the St. Luligan skull on the other side.
Which, I mean, it is. It looks nice. And it's also incredibly cool to have. I mean, they talked about it back at the first season ticket party about doing co-branded things.
Yeah.
And they came through. I mean, it's pretty awesome to get a pint glass from your team with your group logo on it.
The Jeremy made the point. He was saying that, you know, they don't want to give discounts out for the tickets. You know, so this is a nice touch. But I also want to say that us as a group of Luligans, we've never asked for discounts or, you know, special favors. You know, if there's something we want to go to, we will spend the money and go to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we didn't ask for discounts or anything of those parts. And I think the season ticket price is extremely amicable.
Yeah. And I would do want to say that, you know, this pint glass, for example, is for our section. There are going to be other things for the expensive seats, you know. But he's doing some things for the supporters group as a thank you to us and the hard work we're doing, kind of getting the word out there. It's a nice little thank you to us. You know, the team's going to do things like that. And there'll be other things for other supporters or for other fans in the stadium. But also, if you miss the pint glasses, you're not done. They still have several of them, and they're while supplies last. If you call and put your order in for season tickets and say you're sitting with the St. Luligans, you can still get one of those pint glasses. So.
And it's worth mentioning, too, you don't have to pay the whole amount up front to be considered for that free glass.
Right.
You have to be on the payment plan or pay it up front. Either one works to get.
Yeah, call, get signed up. They can schedule your payments however you want to break it down and say you want one of those pint glasses. So
they're pretty awesome.
Buy two, take a friend.
That's right.
Twice the drinking. But it was a great day.
It really was a fantastic day.
A lot of new people to meet, a lot of hands shaking and bottles tipped back and old friends to reminisce with. And that was one of the nicest things, too, was really getting a chance to see a lot of the cross-generational discussions. We had original Luligans talking with people that had been out to the last event. We had new people. We had a group that there was a gentleman that was a high school and college soccer referee. And his son, who's also a referee, they were there and talked to them for a while. I know Liz talked to him for a while.
One of the first guys there, Alex, he just kind of came over and introduced himself. And I know before the end of the night, we offered a free St. Louis again T-shirt to the first person to sign up for season tickets there, and he came up to me a little later and said, "I think you owe me a shirt." He had, nice. You know, met us the first time and already bought his season tickets and he's got a shirt and he's ready to go.
That's perfect. That's the way it's supposed to be.
And he was a nice guy too.
Yeah. And speaking of shirts, I want to say Mr. Kelly had the best shirt. Pat Kelly had the best shirt of the day on. I don't think Jeremy was too pleased to see the Newcastle jersey after his.
I don't even think he's a Newcastle fan.
No, he's not. He's not at all.
Okay. He just wore the shirt to
piss off
his boss.
That's nice. Always a great move. But, you know, but hey, it was the best shirt in the house that day. That's for certain. And I'll look forward to that meal sometime soon, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Jeremy made the mistake of
just
gambling.
Hope Pat's got a Real Madrid jersey he can wear to work on Thursday.
Jeremy, that might be too much.
Jeremy bet a lunch against me on the game from Saturday morning. I think he saw a free lunch, but no.
And, hey, while you mention that, let's talk about free lunch and Jeremy.
Hey, that's a good transition.
There's a special for the next couple of weeks. I don't know what the official end date is, but I think he said through the end of November, maybe, or middle November, maybe Thanksgiving. We're doing a real push to get some word of mouth St. Luligan season ticket purchases. So if you buy your season ticket before Thanksgiving, and you say, I want to sit in the St. Luligan section, and you can either name a St. Luligan who recommended you get tickets, or just
Brad would work.
Or you know, if you don't have a particular person, you could just say, we heard about it on the podcast, and you can have a special with either Mitch, me, or Bird, your choice.
Maybe all three if you're lucky.
Jeremy's going to take you either out to lunch or out for happy hour or something. You can have a little one-on-one time with the new GM of St. Louis FC. Get your season tickets.
And enjoy some White Castles.
And But for those of us who have spent some time with Jeremy, and we were talking about it earlier, Jeremy made the rounds at the event on Saturday. Great guy to just talk soccer with, and so if you want to know more about the team, this is kind of a neat bonus. We always talk about things that wouldn't happen if you were at the MLS.
Absolutely.
I guarantee if you buy MLS season tickets, you're not going to get to have lunch with the GM. So here you go. This is your opportunity. You know, you and your friend can go out to lunch with Jeremy from St. Louis FC.
And for those that haven't met him yet, it is a treat to get and sit talk with him. Because he'll be as honest as he can be. He's not going to say, yeah, I'm going to go sign Landon Donovan tomorrow. Because that's, you know, he'll tell you, here's the style of play that we're looking at doing. Here's our ideas. Yeah, and he'll
He's never, like, shied away from an answer. Now, he may say, like you said, well, I can't talk about that right now. But he's just a great guy to sit and talk about. If you have questions about this league, if you have questions about the way things run at Soccer Park, I mean, anything you would want to ask a general manager of a soccer team, this is your chance.
And he listens to you, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have a concern that they're not going to have enough, you know, wiener schnitzel, he'll be the guy to talk to.
Or if you just want to have a beer with a good guy.
And that being said, if you miss the event on Saturday, there are going to be plenty more coming up, you know, just to get to know him and us, you know, in a social setting. Saturday was so great because at the end of the day, people just sat around talking about soccer, and you can't have too much of that.
Yeah, and it was you know, kind of nicer. There wasn't like an organized program. We said a couple of introductory remarks, but then it was like you said, sitting around talking football with your friends, and you know, the GM wandering in and out of conversations. And
they had interns and
interns were there. Yeah, the director of communications, Tom, was there. Pat was there selling season tickets, but he was also just talking soccer with people. It was a good time.
And, you know, soccer supporters groups have a reputation for being rowdy, for being drunkards, for being, you know, cursing every second word.
And we are that.
Well, but
we
know,
have
well,
our
we,
moments, yeah.
We have our time and a place, though. Right. I mean, Saturday.
No, Saturday was laid back.
It
everybody
was chilled and
yeah.
relaxed. And
nobody was sloshed. It was a couple beers and just having fun.
It really was.
Who wasn't sloshed?
I wasn't sloshed.
Well, yeah, I drank one of those arrogant things and really didn't sit well with me.
But you got the free glass.
I lost it.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's fantastic.
No, but it was a nice, just chill get together.
It was a great hangout, and that's the best.
It really was a great. It was a great hangout.
Several people referred to Saturday as their Luligan family. Mm-hmm. And it really has that feel in a way that it's a family reunion at these moments where it's like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Now, mind you, a while is a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
but
it's funny, though. It's gotten to that point now where, you know, however many people were there, 150, 200 people were there, and I would literally, like, walk across the room, and I would stop every 5 feet and talk to another group of friends, and as I got to the other side, I was like, holy shit, I know everybody here. I mean, there were some new faces, but, you know, I was talking to them, too. I mean, it was just a nice family atmosphere, and if your family likes to drink beer. And now I'm looking forward to next year in the corner with all these new and old friends.
And it's getting closer. I mean, it's November already.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You know, we're 5 months away.
And tryouts. And
3 months away from preseason friendlies. February, guys.
That's so good. I mean, and the tryouts went well. The team is getting closer.
Yeah, we've got the open tryouts coming out later this month. So that's something to look forward to. And I know Jeremy didn't announce, you know, a couple of the guys they looked at the invitational tryouts. They have submitted a few contract proposals. You know, it takes a while for, because he said, you know, first it has to go to the league office, then it has to go to an agent, then it has to go back to the league office. You know, I mean, it has to be signed by, you know, 14 people and a goat. But the announcements are coming. You know, it's a matter of time, but I'm sure within the next month or so, we'll start getting some names released. So, looking forward to that.
And no, none of them are Matt Bird. Just letting you know.
Matt Bird has not, as of yet, tendered an offer. But, I mean, you know.
It's still young.
Yeah.
We got to wait
for free agency.
Exactly.
But no, and that was one of the great things, too, is that was something that Jeremy flat out told people on Saturday. It was, you know, hey, here's what's going on. We have, you know, we have several contracts out there to people. He's not pulling punches when he has these discussions.
Yeah, these
people.
Things aren't, you know, I mean, there's the official press releases that go out, but if you sit and talk to Jeremy, he'll be pretty honest about what's going on.
Yeah, very much so. And impressively, again, doesn't shy away from it, but he'll say, you know, this is the action that we're taking. And
yeah,
you really get a feel for where this team is headed. And it, like you said, you don't get that in the MLS, but I don't think there's other supporters groups of these new clubs that are coming up that get this level of access.
There's a variety, you know, from following other people. You know, I know the Louisville Coopers in Louisville, they've had on their podcast the president. So they're doing a good job. They're in the know. But, you know, some of these teams that are starting don't really have a supporters group yet, or it's just starting. So, you know, there's differences, but I like where we're at. Speaking of which, we did tell people on Saturday that Dale was going to be on the podcast tonight, Coach Dale Shilley, and he was, and we were going to talk to him both about the invitational tryouts, the open tryouts coming up, and the combine he went to in Southern California last weekend. But Jeremy gave us a call earlier this morning. You know, coach stuff came up. He had to sit and talk to some players.
I remember you playing in the second half of the third game.
Some guy
you
watched
of a tournament 22 years ago.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask Dale, does he prefer 4-3-3 or 4-4-2? And I was just going to watch the hockey as he just rambled on for about an hour on the merits of each system.
Yeah. But we will have Dale on, and he did apologize. He wanted to come on, and Dale always laughs and has a good time with us. But, you know, I guess his main job is putting together a soccer team, so
bastard.
We won't hold it against him too much for skipping out on our podcast.
Well, and again, the man is such a treasure of information that when he does come on, I think people will be incredibly impressed with just the wealth of knowledge and the accessibility too,
and the good stories. I mean, he's a good storyteller.
Yes,
too.
Very.
I
much
also
so.
Think with player acquisitions, once the stone starts rolling down the hill, it's going to be like an avalanche.
Oh,
you know, I think with the affiliation, we're going to have, you know, we'll probably get 5 or 6 announcements in the same day from the affiliate.
That's the other thing. I mean, because we do still have to wait on the collective bargaining agreement, and everything I've heard says there's going to be less roster spots on MLS, which means more players that they're going to, you know, better players, I should say, that are going to trickle down to the affiliate. Jeremy did mention that him and Dale had been up at our affiliate recently. They still can't say who it is, but, you know, if you guys pay attention, you probably know who it is. That announcement will come as soon as
there are people in the Amazon jungle that know who
I know. I know. Jeremy always just kind of rolls his eyes when he says who I can't say who it is. Once, you know, there, who knows why there's wording, contract, legal hangups going on. But they have been up at that Warriors club we can't talk about, checking out some of their young talent and talking to the coaches up there. And they're already making plans on, you know, who they can use in the future.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Like Bird said, it's months away, and the pieces are really there for
us. You know,
us.
It's Thanksgiving, Christmas. Oh, my God, the season starts.
Well, yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving's 3 weeks away. Mm-hmm. Christmas is 55 days away, whatever it is now. Less than that.
Yep.
But it's on top of us.
I will say, just, you know, to reiterate, the main theme of Saturday's event and most of the events we've had so far has been buy season tickets. I can't tell you enough, you know, how much that's the focus. That's what we need to prove to everybody. That's what's going to show St. Louis as, you know, ready to play. So get those season tickets.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we have a vested interest in this team being here in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. You know, we refer as many people as you can. You know, I said to Pat on Saturday, I will do what I can to help you because I want this thing to keep going.
Well, yeah.
They're cheap. That's the other thing, too.
Oh, without a doubt. Absolutely.
This is a bargain of a price for a supporters group ticket.
And it gets better the more people that come out. And if you're one of those people that, you know, I mean, we are the show me state, who's sitting at home waiting to see what's going to happen, don't. Come get in on the ground floor. The more people that are out there, the better it'll be. So,
you
selfishly,
know,
I need you to be there to make my experience better.
Also, I mean, you're going to have people sitting at home who won't come out because it's not MLS, but they'll do nothing to make it happen, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can't even say we deserve MLS if you're not supporting what we have.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've said that for years with the Lions, and I know that was a longer drive and that was lower-level soccer. You know, this is a step up. This is arguably two or three steps
absolutely,
up.
Absolutely, yes.
It's closer. It's at a soccer-specific stadium. I mean, it's at a soccer stadium. It's not at, I mean, all love to the Lions, but their field was what their field was. Mm-hmm. And it was an hour farther drive, you know. This, you know, people who've complained it's all the way out in Fenton, it's right off 544. I mean, you know, it's 15 minutes from downtown, you know, and they're working
I drive it every day. It is 15 minutes from downtown.
And they are working on pub-to-pitch solutions. You know, they're trying to get little buses to shuttle people from Amsterdam or ITAP, or they're even talking about an east side shuttle.
Give it three games. Give it three games, you'll be hooked.
Yeah.
Well, and
I guarantee you that. I started going to watch Stockport County in England. They played in League One. And within three games, I was buying a shirt and a season ticket. Because you get emotionally invested. This becomes your team. You know, you start seeing the same faces in the crowd. You start saying hi to them in the street. I mean,
you just become friends with everybody. It's, mm-hmm. It's, you know, in addition to going to watch soccer and loving that, it's like, oh, I look forward to seeing, oh, I haven't seen Bird since, you know, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I haven't seen Andy in a while. You know, I get to see my friends before the game, during the game, and after the game.
And the games are going to be Saturday nights, right. You know, what, 7 o'clock, give or take.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something to look forward to all week long at work.
We'll have a little tailgate.
It's something, you know, you can show up early for the tailgate. You can show up at game time.
Right.
You can go
to your pub that you're going to be at anyway and catch the shuttle from the pub. There'll be plenty of opportunities to, you know, take in some fun.
I went to the Blues game twice last week. Set up upper deck.
You must be rich.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The cheapest ticket in that stadium, and I looked it up earlier, $29.
Yep.
For one game. There's 41 games at home. So, obviously, you know, I'm not going to every single one of them. If I paid for both those tickets, which I didn't, but, you know, okay, that's $60 for just myself, not my kid, not my friends, not nothing.
Yep.
That's almost half of a STLFC ticket, and that's
eight
games.
For a season, yeah.
You know, I mean.
And includes parking.
Yes. I mean, it's a bargain for the amount of entertainment you're going to get if you're a sports fan. It really is. And you get to hang out with us. That puts you in the bonus round.
So you subtract some.
Despite that, come out. It'll be a good time.
Well, no, I posted it on our Twitter feed or Facebook one day last week. It's like, it's $150 for general admission. That's whether you want to sit right next to us or all the way on the other side away from us.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that maybe you don't want to sit right next to the throng, especially if you're bringing your little kids. But, yeah, $150 is a season ticket for general admission. That's a bargain. You can bring, you know, family members and have a good time out there.
But how good was that tailgate at Indianapolis?
Oh, you know, unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're going to do that every 2 weeks.
Yep.
Every 2 weeks. Unload the car, get a grill out. There was kids playing soccer. There was guys tossing hammers in the air.
I mean. But it was euphoric. I mean, it really was. I mean.
Well, I like to say there's all kinds of Luligans. I mean, literally walking around that parking lot, there were moms and dads with little kids kicking the ball. There were college kids, you know, throwing the hammers. Uh-huh. there were old guys like us sitting around in lawn chairs drinking a beer. I mean, you know, just the atmosphere was great. No matter who you were, there was a place for you to fit into the crowd.
But even so, you could go up to the family and say hello, and they didn't think you were weird. You know, they wanted to talk soccer with you know, and it goes back to Saturday. People just want to sit around, drink beer, and talk soccer. And
you could have sat at any one of those tables, you know, said hi, my name's Brad, and gone. You mm-hmm. know, be and great.
If I sat down and said my name is Brad, they'd punch me in the face.
Could be. I told most people I was Mitch, and then I pissed them off and walked away.
That explains why a lot of people were just staring. Yeah. But that's the thing, though. It was just such camaraderie, and. Mm-hmm. I've done plenty of things in my life now where, you know, bands and school and what have you, but there's been nothing like this in terms of camaraderie where you have people there's no way I would hang out with a tattoo artist before I met Kyle. And here he's one of my best friends.
I wouldn't have met one.
Yeah, probably.
You know, in my life as an office supply sales rep, exactly. I don't meet many tattoo artists.
Exactly. There's no way I would meet a stay-at-home dad who's from England who used to be a truck driver.
Yep.
But this has brought a lot of awesome
made
people
me
together.
Sound like a failure. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for denying it.
Yeah, there was no pullback on that.
Oh, my mic must have cut out. I'm so sorry.
Now you mention it.
So anyway, that was a great event. The next event I'll go ahead and announce right now.
Pool party,
no. St. Louis FC is going to have a supporters day where they're going to have out, I know we're invited, American Outlaws, the Man United, what are they? The Man United Reds?
Yeah. We're
Red Army.
Yeah, we're struggling now.
They're trying to rebrand, but the United Supporters Group in town, the Arsenal.
We'll call
group,
them Future City fans.
The Gateway.
No, we will not.
The Gateway Gooners, I think the Toon Army, the Newcastle fans in town. I don't know who all is invited, but a bunch of different supporters groups.
I think as many as possible.
Yeah.
But and I think, like, the United group, we're kind of struggling for numbers, so we may just whoever shows up will show up and we'll just play on whatever.
Yeah, well, it's a kickball tournament, and there will be a team from each of these groups, and kind of like Matt said, I mean, there's a lot of overlap. Like, you know, I'm a American Outlaws member, I'm part of the Gooners group, I'm a St. Luligan. You know, mm-hmm. if we need people to play to make teams up, we'll figure it out. But we're gonna have a kickball tournament for charity.
And just come on out.
And yeah, we want everybody to just come out. We're going to bring our beer there.
Well, the good thing is, too, is that all the Chelsea fans can be City fans since they will be next year.
Yeah. Well, I said the Chelsea fans will be hiring kickball ringers from around the country and bringing them in. They don't start their own team. They just buy one. But no, we're going to have...
forget all the previous teams that they have.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. Second shift.
Like Globo Gym and Dodgeball.
Second shift is going to have our beer out there in kegs. We're going to... Either they're going to donate it or we're going to donate it, but the key is it's going to be free, so you'll get to try the St. Luligan's beer. It's not just for us. That's for all the supporters that come out. Again... find out more about the club, have a good time, meet some people. Maybe you're an Arsenal fan and you want to meet other Arsenal fans. Well, you can meet the Arsenal group there, or Man United, or maybe you've been thinking about joining American Outlaws. Good way to meet those guys.
You shouldn't be thinking about it. You should be doing it.
Well, yeah. I mean,
also,
just
it's the that morning, United actually play Arsenal on November 22nd.
Ooh, we may have to make a day of it.
It might be a headache inducer.
Well, no, we get getting liquored, then we go to the park and we just take a nap on the field out there, and they wake us up when they're ready to play.
Brad, you got
to
move.
Yeah,
get off home plate.
It's not the first time that's been said. I've passed out at soccer park before.
What? No, yeah. I've never seen that.
So anyway, that's November 22nd. Whether you want to play kickball or you just want to come out and have some fun and meet some people, more details will be coming out, times and stuff. But put that on your calendar. Save the date, November 22nd. We're going to have some fun.
And it is for charity. That's the other thing. You know,
each team's going to pick their own charity. And if you win the tournament, you get to choose where it goes. But we're also going to do some other things. There's going to be food trucks out there, hopefully. Kyle, the artist who drew the label for our new beer, is going to have some posters out there. And instead of giving them away, they're going to be a donation, and we'll put that money towards charity. Kyle might even sign them for you if you're extra nice. And I think we're going to print up the Jeremy Allenbaugh business cards.
I think we should.
And maybe Jeremy will sign those for a donation to charity for his charity of choice, too.
A whole bunch of us have talked about it. We will be playing for the Colon Cancer Alliance.
Yes.
Originally, I had recommended we play for new podcasting equipment, but that was vetoed. They said, no, that is not a charity. But we will be playing for that. Everybody's going to choose their own. I know the Outlaws are working on figuring theirs out. But all in all, it's going to be a good day, not only to have fun, meet everybody, but to have a good contribution to society, so to speak. I know a lot of people tend to think that we're, as was said earlier, that we're just the rowdy, drunken assholes who curse too much. But, you know, we've got a responsibility to give back as well, and this is a good way to do it.
And St. Louis FC takes that seriously, too. They do want to have some more charity events, and this is just a good way to start. And again, like we said, Saturday was just a good day to hang out. This will be another good day just to hang out, meet people, and have some fun. And if you want to play kickball, we can get you on a team.
And so. I've already reached out to Andy and Ryan, seeing if we can trade some of the Luligans that want to play. Try to get rid of some of our trash.
Are we trading them for beer?
Used balls, whatever it is.
Madden already said he'll play for somebody else just because he lost his Luligan jersey.
Does that mean that we're going to have some trashy horror
playing for us?
If this
was an MLS team, we could just pick players out of the hat and just allocate them where we wanted.
That's true.
Holy cow, here comes Steve Petra, and he's going to go to...
Gateway Gooners.
There you go.
All right, so let's move on down the list. That was Saturday. That was a great day, and some of the other things around that have now been discussed.
There was a video on YouTube.
Oh, great video!
Where
yeah.
I look like a young Steve Bruce. But check out the video. It's on YouTube. Somewhere, somehow, some one of us will have it on their Facebook wall.
It's on the Luligan page, and it's on Twitter. Just gives you a little taste of what the event was like on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Just fun.
They
just
always
good
do
time.
A good job with those videos, too. It always puts us in a positive light within reason. It adds about 100 pounds in my case.
And speaking of which, that's the kind of stuff that they held auditions for St. Louis FC TV. They're going to have a voice of the team or a face of the team. Those auditions were last Thursday. I don't know officially when they're going to announce it, but that's the kind of stuff that the videos where they interact with the fans and the players and things, and whoever this person gets the job, that's the kind of stuff they're going to be out and about at. And so far, they've done a real good job with the videos, so I can't wait to see as it progresses and we get the new person who's going to be handling that.
The video guy's a magician. Did you see what he did?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's a
well,
magician.
No, he's walking around with that camera. He's like standing behind me at some point. I'm like, what are you doing? This is going to be awful. But you cut it all together and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And the one thing I do want to say to this person that's going to get this STLFC job, I'm sorry. I'm just going to apologize right now for our behavior in advance. You're going to get accosted. You're going to get treated rudely at some point in time.
See, I was thinking that was a perk of the job.
Some people will probably like you too much. I'm sorry now in advance.
No, it'll be fun. Let's talk about some non-St. Louis FC stuff for a little bit. Might be kind of fun.
Might
be kind of fun. We're going to start
You're
off.
You're selling this segment, Brad.
Well, we're going to start off with LAFC, Los Angeles Football Club, which is not the official name. That's a placeholder name.
Now, I'm actually okay with it.
It could be Los Angeles FC, but they haven't committed that's what it is. It's just a placeholder for right now.
It's the Los Angeles Football Club.
Los Angeles 2, although that gets confusing because there's Los Dos. But the team formerly known as Chivas USA, even though that team officially fully went away, and this is an expansion team, however you want to look at it, the second team of Los Angeles, which has 400 owners. And then they
not
added
just any owners,
but they added another one today. It's like,
wait,
they,
what?
They already had seriously 20 some owners, but now the guy who invented YouTube is now an owner too.
I thought he was on the list already.
Oh, well, I thought they just added him today. Okay. Well, maybe he was already on the list. Okay.
Yeah. Cause I think I read that he was already on there, but that was the point that I was talking to Bird before you got here was that the founder of YouTube, the guy that sold it for a bajillion kajillion dollars, he's an owner.
Yep.
Magic Johnson. Mia Hamm and Nomar Garciaparra. I mean, that's technically one,
right,
but it's two names.
Right.
Vincent Tan, our favorite Bond villain.
Yeah.
The
Vietnamese business guy who's the main principal owner, somebody Nguyen. I don't remember his first name, but he's a Vietnamese business owner that brought McDonald's to Vietnam.
Yes.
Oh,
so
my Lord.
That's how much money he has. I mean,
he has God money.
Yeah. He's the main, like,
but that's
money man.
If you're starting a team from scratch now, that's where you're at. That's the people you need. I mean, it's not, you know, a man and his dog.
Right.
Well, it's not three anonymous people and a coffee salesman getting together and talking about whether they can bring a team or not.
Or the good old days where a family owned a team,
yeah,
you know, and passed it on to their son. I mean,
Marge
we're
shot, you know, with her dog. And
well, yeah, I was
racism.
Thinking the Rooneys, you know, people like that. Even
Wayne?
The Hunt family with, you know, they owned, you know, six or seven teams. It's the era of big business. And
you know, there's two ways of going. There's the Vincent Tan, the Magic Johnson way, or there's the Orlando, Montreal, the Seattle way of
building up, yeah.
And
I would say the STLFC way.
Maybe not. Who knows? I mean, I let's be good at what we're doing right now first.
Yeah.
I mean, I pulled this up while we're talking here. I mean, co-owner of QPR, Vincent Tan owns Cardiff City and FK Sarajevo.
He owns Bordeaux, the big Bordeaux.
Yeah. Larry Berg and Bennett Rosenthal, co-owners of Serie A, AS Roma.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
AS Roma was involved, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have, like, legitimate owners. Not counting Tony Robbins, the best-selling author.
It really is,
but he's got
a crazy list
of
people.
But he's got stupid money.
Yeah.
I mean, this is another person.
Well, and a lot of these, I'm sure, are just the celebrity factor. You know, they want Magic Johnson involved.
Now hold on, though. Magic has serious,
oh, no,
serious
I'm not
money.
I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm just saying, you know, it's like, oh, let's get somebody from every walk of life
in L.A.
here. Like, you know, oh, Magic will bring some people. Nomar will bring some people. Mia Hamm will bring some people.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, Magic, you know, he's got the Sodexo, the food service company. He's got the movie theaters. He's
oh, no, I'm not saying Magic's hurting for money.
Yeah.
I mean,
Hell, he beat AIDS.
Yeah.
I mean, you know you got money if you beat AIDS. You know, these are some heavy hitters.
Yeah. But they are taking off till 2015 or 2017. Get their house in order. They still haven't made it exactly clear what's happening to Chivas's academy.
I was about to mention the academy, yeah, because that was a good little system.
Yeah,
going down
and
there.
I hope they keep it intact, and I hope they bought that somehow with the expansion. The players are going out through a dispersal draft, but Kubo Torres, the Kugo Torres, the big one, the striker who everybody loves, is not going to be part of that dispersal. Now,
here comes the MLS magical.
Here come the weird. Now, we have him. MLS has him on a loan with the option to buy from Liga MX. So I think they'll exercise that option. They'll buy him. And then I think that's why he's not going to be a part of the dispersal, because technically,
he's
all players are owned by MLS, but
he's on loan from
from Liga MX. Okay. I don't know which team. Maybe it may be Guadalajara. But he's probably the most sought after person in that setup. In addition to Dan Kennedy, the goalie, you know, he's always been a great goalie, and you know, for years he's been down there just being shelled in Chivas. Mm-hmm. So that's another player that we'll look forward to. But they do have some quality players on the in that squad. So again, however MLS is gonna come up with the rules for the dispersal draft, that'll be fun.
The best players will go to the biggest teams, and Columbus will be shat on again.
Something like that.
I'm trying to figure out where they're gonna send them. Because I mean,
I like how they're not calling it contraction draft though.
No. They're avoiding that word.
Yeah. And
failure draft.
If you do go to their website, it is. I mean, they do have several areas marked on the map of LA of where they could put a new stadium. You know, obviously, ground sharing with LA didn't work out as well as they thought it would. I think they do need a new stadium, but it's funny. A lot of those dots in the map are fairly close to Carson. You know, it's, I don't know. LA's a weird market. LA geographically is crazy. With Carson being southern LA, I would think maybe they'd want to go north or over to Hollywood area. But
I'm looking at the map here as you said that. I mean, they're all over. I mean,
but a couple of them are pretty close to Carson.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. So, but then at the same time, here's one that's Anaheim, Compton. You know, I mean, they're all over the place. Hell, they even have a dot up near Beverly Hills.
Yeah, so
which, I mean,
it'll be important for them to get that right. You know, I mean, they need their own stadium, but they really need to work on their message. And I guess in that way, it's good that they're going to have 2 years to. You know, settle into it,
and they better get moving. I mean,
oh yeah,
two
yeah.
years to build a stadium, you can get it done, but there's
LA's,
a lot of infrastructure.
LA's different than New York, you know. I bet LA too will have a stadium before NYCFC has a stadium.
Oh, absolutely. There's no
there's
question.
Just no land in New York City,
and
you know?
And the land that is there, it's so tied up, it's not. Right. I mean, the attorneys and accountants on top of attorneys and accountants to get it freed up,
right. And
same with Beckham.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we can throw Miami into that argument too. Although,
God, it's amazing how that's been dead silent. Now.
The longer it goes, the more I think maybe Miami won't get that team because I don't think they'll give Miami a team without a stadium planned in place.
No, absolutely not.
The Dolphins can't fill their stadium right now. I mean, Beckham's not gonna put his team. Where it's not all glitz and glamour. He's not going to put it in Opa-locka. He's not going to put it in Hialeah.
Yeah.
He wants it on South Beach with the cruise ships and the beach and the glitz and the glamour. And I can't see it happening.
And honestly, well, right now, we talked last week about, you know, which would you prefer the final slot of MLS expansion, go to Sacramento or Minneapolis? MLS might be saying...
How about
we'll
both
take
here?
Both and forget Miami.
Well, and
call us when you get your stuff
you know
together.
What, but that's the sensible business decision.
And they've been fairly sensible with this stuff through and through. I mean, really, as far as expansion goes,
yeah,
everything has been a sensible, reasonable decision. And on the 27th, Don Garber comes out and says, "Hey, if we can't get the right stadium, we can't go to Miami."
Yeah,
he's flat out saying, "If we don't have a stadium, fuck 'em."
Well, and we all agree. Expansion may stop at 24 now, but eventually they'll open it back up. And I think, you know, MLS would be right to say, Miami, you're not ready. Call us when you're ready. You know, I wouldn't be opposed to taking that away because I never thought Miami should have got it in first place.
I absolutely agree. I don't think anybody did
except for David.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's real. And especially now that LeBron went home to Cleveland, you know, his idea of having the sports metropolis option is just
Miami
not gonna
fan
happen.
Is a bad fan.
It is. It's
and
fickle.
I hate to say that, but it is.
Yeah.
This is funny. It's just funny. And local officials have already said no to two of the proposals that group has put forward. So they're obviously not going to just sign off.
You know, at the press conference when it all kicked off, someone said to Beckham, "Why Miami?" And he just
said,
sat
why
there
not?
And went, "Why not?"
Yeah.
Well, that's not an answer, dude.
St. Louis is why not. Mm. Minneapolis is why not.
You know, I can give you five reasons why Minneapolis would be a good show. Yeah. I can give you five reasons why Sacramento or San Antonio.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Yep. You know,
Miami
this is not St. Louis centric.
Even in Florida, Tampa Bay might be a better shot than Miami, because at least they've got more support with the Rowdies.
Jacksonville's a big
Jacksonville's
town.
Got their new team coming, the Armada for NASL. So
I mean,
yeah, wait and see what happens there. But yeah, I at first I thought, well, they'll make it happen in Miami, but now I'm not so sure.
But I mean, they learned the lesson with Chivas. You know, that Mexican fans aren't going to get behind Chivas. The Mexican fans already support their own teams back in Mexico. You know, there's a large transient, both foreign and domestic transient population in Miami that are from somewhere else, and they all support their teams from where they're from.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't see it, Miami.
It's, yeah. I think it's dead. I think the league knows it, and I think they're just, I think they're hoping that with the way LA is going, that, oh, well, we're just going to kind of forget about Miami.
You know, what's the weather like in Miami in July?
Hot.
Yeah?
No
hot
idea.
And humid.
Yeah? You best be fit if you want to run around there for 90 minutes.
All right. Well, let's move on from LAFC. Let's move to MLS.
High 90s, by the way.
There you
that's,
go.
You know, that's serious humidity.
MLS playoffs. Anybody have anything they want to say on that?
Very low attendances.
Yeah, I mean, they started off with midweek games for the knockout games.
It was 10,000 at Dallas.
Yeah.
For the game against Vancouver, which was ended very sourly. I mean, I've seen them given for that, those penalties, but that was kind of harsh.
Weird on such a big game, yeah.
Yeah, in the 90th minute or whatever it was.
But I will say,
but there was 9,000 at Columbus for their game against New England, and that was disappointing.
Yeah, I will say, as far as Dallas and Vancouver goes, I think Dallas has got a better shot long-term than Vancouver, so the right team probably went through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just in my way of looking at it. But right now, it's to the point where, you know, I could legitimately see any one of the teams still in it making a run.
Apart from Columbus. Who were my dark horses, because they got shelled 4-1.
Yeah, I mean, that was
4-2.
Was it 4-2?
4-2. Right.
Before that game, I would have thought Columbus would have had a shot, too, because they had been playing
pretty well. I thought they were dark horses, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But again, New England, you know, in one way you think, eh, not New England, but then you think, well, you know, they could catch fire and go,
yeah,
too.
They got a good spine of the team, though.
And Jones coming
Jones
in
and
has
Newen.
Really strengthened that team, yeah.
And I think it also helps, too, for the other teams that you have RSL and Galaxy going head-to-head.
That's another good one. I mean,
those are two teams that you get out of facing one of them. I mean, because they're both teams that can take it, easily can make this run.
Yeah, and New York and D.C. for, you know.
Oh, let's talk about that game with Sporting KC.
Well, yeah.
You can't sit there and say that Beasley earns the money and he's the world class and he's so great when he's leaving a Plymouth Argyle reject that much space to score that goal right at the end. What are you doing?
You know, this season just hasn't been KC's altogether. Right? They've just always looked a little off.
We can talk if you want about the fact that Zuzi and Beasley got their money and switched off. The same way that I think Bradley has to a certain degree.
I mean, you can say that, but it also could be the whole World Cup fatigue factor.
Well, I can't say it definitively because I've not seen enough of the games because I don't have ready access to the
Bradley's
games.
Bradley's been holding an injury this whole time. I think that was part of his problem at the World Cup. He had surgery like 3 hours after the season ended. Yeah. I think he put that surgery off to go to the World Cup. And then I think he kept putting it off, hoping to, you know, do something in Toronto. That's been part of his problem. But
do it in Toronto, man. Government will pay for it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. So I don't know if I'd say Beasley and Zuzi switched off, but
Zuzi's not been great. The games I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but.
But the whole team hasn't been great either. I mean, Dwyer's still been working his ass off up there, but. I was not surprised to see New York beat them.
You can't give Wright Phillips, a Plymouth Argyle reject, that much space in the box.
Well, and
you keep saying reject, though, but, I mean, he's strung together a pretty damn
good
season.
Yeah, he tied the goal-scoring record.
Yeah.
And
well, someone made the point to me when I started calling him a Plymouth Argyle reject. They started saying, "Well, you know, at Plymouth Argyle, he didn't have Henri and Henri and
Cahill and
all that providing yeah. the balls." I said, "Well, you know, Wright Phillips played at Southampton the same time Lambert did, as Southampton were coming through the divisions, and Lambert didn't have Henri and Cahill."
You know, sometimes it takes a guy a while, though. I mean, you know as well as I do.
I know I'm playing devil's advocate, yeah. And a lot of the MLS fanboys will be kicking my ass for this, but you know what?
But we can talk about TH14.
Oh my God, how can you not right now?
I know he's at the end of his career, and some people are saying this is it.
Isn't showing him.
He hasn't come out and officially announced that he's retiring yet, but, I mean, he just does enough, and what he does is brilliant. I mean, that's the kind of guy that we talk about, you know, is the MLS a retirement league? You know, maybe we're getting him over here too late. But that's the kind of guy, he has enough quality that, no, he's not going to do it every night. And, yes, he is going to take off, you know, certain nights on the turf in Seattle. But when he shows up, he knows where to be, and he knows what to do with the ball. Yeah. So, I mean.
But you get players like that who are just intrinsically class.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Cosmos are going to get with Raul. He's just, all right, he's 37. His knees may not be up to playing on turf and giving you a solid 90 minutes every single game. But you know what? He's just class. And he will just know what to do.
Well, yeah, that's the key.
He'll know where to be.
He's smart enough to play positionally and get himself in the right spot and make the right pass. You know, I'm hoping that's the case. I'm hoping he doesn't just come here and, you know, where our second division guys are embarrassing him. You know, I hope he does it right.
Well, I don't think that would even bother me if he was teaching the youngsters coming through the Cosmos organization,
yeah.
You know, teaching them a thing or two.
And that's part of his contract, actually, is coaching. I don't know if it's their reserve team or whatever. Yeah.
Here's the thing with how is Raul going to coach? He's just going to stand there and say, "Why can't you do it?" It's easy.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
it's the Gretzky syndrome.
Yeah. Just why can't you do it? So. You know, it's hard for someone where it comes naturally to them to be able to coach.
So back to the playoffs. Does anybody want to go out on a limb, make a prediction? Who's going to be our champion?
Man, that's
hard. If Seattle win it, they're. Smoke fans would just be treble, treble, treble. Treble, treble, treble. You know? They are the best team of the
That's
league.
That's my pick. That's
the problem. They're the best team of the league. Yeah. I mean, there's no denying it.
And
I
mean, they do have a big home field advantage.
Huge.
Which is exactly why I hope Dallas stuff them next week.
Yeah. No, I mean, as far as teams I'd like to see win it, I mean, I don't have any problem with Seattle winning it. I mean, I like the New England story this year. I would love Thierry Henry, if this is his last year, I would love him to give New York the trophy they've been craving all these years and him to go out on top.
New England, the as close as Stevie Nichol got them all those times.
Yeah, they were, you know, the Buffalo Bills of MLS there for a while. I mean,
I don't really have a horse in the race, to be honest. The games have been, some of the games I've watched have been pretty good, so.
I'm obviously partial to RSL.
Yeah, no, RSL I'd always love. I mean, they're one of my favorite teams to watch. They do it the right way. They're not, you know, flashy. They're just hard workers. And
it was funny because at the beginning, before the playoffs started, I was like, well, it's the West to lose. You know, I felt the West was that dominant. It's theirs to lose. But the way the playoffs have gone, I don't know. I can easily see a New York sliding in.
Yeah, I
mean,
I still say the West is the more dominant conference, but yeah, even DC United, I could see them winning. I mean,
they got beat, didn't they?
They did.
2-0.
Yeah, it wasn't an insurmountable.
It was 2-0.
But they're still, you know, a good team.
I didn't watch it. It was impossible to find some of the games on TV.
Yeah, that one was on MLS Live
Network. To be honest, that's my biggest gripe is you've got the
playoff
the
games,
with the biggest time of the year for your league,
and it's not like they're showing any other sports on NBC. Well, they did have racing on Sunday, so I mean,
well, there
that
was
a big deal.
Well,
but we've got 400 channels.
Yeah,
that's my problem. NBC Sports should have it on at bare minimum.
Well, or at
MLS,
least stream it. Yeah.
MLS have to stop trying to monetize every single thing.
Yeah.
If you can't compare yourself to the Premier League, you can't. How can I put this? If you keep trying to compare yourself to the Premier League, that's all well and good, but I can't compare you to the Premier League because I can't watch you. I can watch the Premier League. I can't watch you. You know?
Well, and again, they've done a great job showing the games on regular TV when they've shown them. When they've shown them.
Yeah.
That's the other problem is that you don't know when they're on. But there's regular game of the week. There's no regular.
Regular game of the week is Portland versus Seattle 15 times a year.
Come the playoffs, they should show every one of those on TV.
Yeah.
And what was it? The Seattle game?
Well, stream them for free.
Right. They do have like the free streaming, but I was out. I forget where I was, but it gave me a link that it was the free stream of the week, whatever playoff game it was. And I kept clicking links and everything in my phone. I just couldn't get it to work.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, okay, I would watch the free stream of the week, but, you know, maybe it's just because I'm dumb. I don't know.
Well, and one of the games just recently set their viewership record, and I don't remember what it was. Seattle was one of the teams.
Seattle LA.
That's what it was. Yeah, and it's like, so it's there. They know it's there. Just do something with it.
That was a good game. I want to say that.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
When Seattle won the Sports Shield,
the back-to-back,
really back,
the home and away. Mm-hmm. That's the other team we haven't mentioned, LA. Obviously, they've got Keane. They've got Donovan.
They're dangerous, aren't they?
Jossie Sardis.
They've got a chance.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if LA won again and, you know, Donovan rode off into the sunset with the cup. I mean, but that's, again, goes back to the parity of the league. You know, literally, I could see, you know, a lot of these teams winning it. Wouldn't be a surprise if you came in and said, I guarantee you, Real Salt Lake's the champion. I'd believe you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see how it goes, but should be good playoffs if you can see them, if you can watch them somewhere.
Well, I was going to say, I was disappointed with the attendances. I've got to be honest.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, Dallas notorious for up and down attendance.
Donkey show.
Cleveland's had some issues.
Columbus.
Sorry.
I made the point with Columbus, you know, I was saying, hey, 9,000.
They should be riding a high with the rebranding and the new coach.
But the first person to hit me back on Twitter about that was, hey, well, they're against Ohio State. Ohio State's at home today. Well, sorry, KC played during
the World Series,
and they sold it out. So, I mean, I'm not buying it. It goes back to what Costin said about, you know, don't think you're the big cheese and you're this big league all of a sudden, but as soon as someone criticizes you, start rolling out the excuses, saying, oh, well, we're just 15 years old and, you know, we're up against these other big teams.
Yeah, it's the
playoffs. It's time to sink or swim.
Right. There should be no bigger time for you as a Columbus Crew fan.
Yep.
But I do wonder, and this was something that I, you know, brought up, oftentimes in playoffs you'll see, you know, for example, if you're the number 8 seed going against the Blackhawks who have just steamrolled the season, do you get lower attendance because you don't really have a chance or you're not viewed as having a chance?
I don't think that's the case with Columbus. I mean,
I hope not, but
how
many times have you seen the 8th seed go all the way to the Stanley Cup final?
Right.
Because they've been playing playoff hockey for the best part of 2 months just to make the playoffs. and that to a degree was with Columbus. You know, they won pretty much every game for the last 2 months just to make it.
And even
there.
Though the Revolution's hot right now, it's not like you'd say they're unstoppable.
No.
You know, I mean, they were in that game. Mm-hmm. but they should have had a good chance going in. And, I'm kind of disappointed with that number, too. Next order of business, seems like every time we do a podcast, USL announces another team. this afternoon, we all suspected it was coming. Real Salt Lake's second team, although they're bucking the trend. They are not Real Salt Lake 2. They gave them their own name, the Real Salt Lake Real Monarchs Salt Lake City.
So when Sacramento Republic play the Real Monarchs, it's going to be like a proper war for democracy.
Right.
You know, well
the winner gets prima nocta.
You either decide a constitution or the Magna
yes,
Carta.
Yes, yes. But they will be playing in Salt Lake City, which, you know, again, Real Salt Lake plays in Sandy. if you could hit the Google machine, I don't know how far Sandy is
the
from.
The Monarchs will begin play that next year at Rio Tinto.
They will play at Rio Tinto.
But then they'll move into the 8,000-seat facility of their own at the Utah State Fair Park that was recently approved.
Right. So where's Sandy, Utah? How close to Salt Lake City is that?
That's what I'm looking for. I'm not seeing any information. Thank you, MLS.
Anyway.
Why don't they play somewhere like Boise? Just move them to Boise.
Well, you know.
Get into another city.
You know, we talked a little bit to Jeremy about that. Part of it is the coach of the main team wants to be able to see those guys training.
I think someone like Boise would be close enough where you can train during the week.
It's 22 minutes away, by the way. It's okay. 15,
not
20 minutes.
Seattle thought about putting their Sounders 2 in Boise,
mm-hmm.
and for whatever reason that fell through. So, yeah.
Well, but also Jeremy said it's 6 and 1.5 dozen of the other. Yeah, you want to be able to have these guys train with the superstars.
Right.
But he said also you kind of want to be able to send them down to Tucson.
Get a break, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Go. You're not cutting the mustard up here, son. Go
your stripes.
Go back down to Tucson.
Just train away from the limelight a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the next new team. So, now we're up to 21. And they're still saying we'll be either at 22 or 24 for the season. So we're looking at, obviously, Vancouver 2 still working on it.
Montreal 2
still working on it. And we've heard Toronto 2 is also in the mix.
What about St. Louis 2?
No, St. Louis, we're sticking with 1 right now.
Okay.
Maybe next
Just
year we'll add St. Louis 2.
Okay.
So that's where we are right now. Schedule for
is
it
going to play downtown St. Louis too? Because
yeah.
people aren't going to come out of Fenton.
Yeah. That's true. We can have St. Louis South in Fenton. The schedule for USL Pro is coming out in December.
hope they have all their teams settled
they will.
By then.
They will. I think Jeremy said it had to be officially settled by November 15th, I think is what he said. And it's going to be interesting to see how they put the schedule together. Going from 14 teams to 24 teams, they're almost going to have to go into a divisional sort of system and, you know, play everybody once and play your division or your region more. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Did I hear that we may be towards the eastern half of?
Yeah, he said the east. So that to me would say there's 2 divisions, but if we do 3 with a central.
I think long term, that's what Tim Holt was trying to.
Yeah,
was the West, Central, and East.
But, yeah, so far it looks like we're going to be the East.
Yeah, road trip to Wilmington.
Oof.
Which, again.
Pittsburgh, Richmond, Rochester.
Harrisburg.
Dayton/Cincinnati.
Charlotte.
Louisville. Independence, yeah.
Ugh.
But then again, Montreal, that would be a trip.
I'd go to that.
I'd go to Montreal.
That'd be fun.
The question that I have, though. Logistically, Oklahoma and Tulsa are closer to us, but you'd think they're going to go west. So, you know, it may be we're in different divisions, but they still may do the extra games regionally.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to wait and see what they come up with.
That's a nightmare.
Well, I keep looking at
these teams.
They have a partnership with MLS. So that says
at least they don't have 3 of their teams playing multi-scoring.
Yeah, that,
so,
well,
I mean,
that's
you know,
true,
I mean,
yeah.
we can live.
We are all going to be playing by the same rules.
Yeah,
I believe.
We can live with it.
Yes.
You know, one trip to Tulsa instead of 2, I can live with.
I believe once we go to Wilmington, though, they do have blue cards.
But they do have nice beaches in Wilmington. That's a long way, Wilmington. My God.
Cool.
We talked about Raul a little bit. Let's move on and let's talk about the rumor that's going around today. It says Stevie G might be going to the Cosmos.
Wow. I mean,
who
says it?
Yeah.
Does
the Cosmos says it?
Well,
yeah.
To be fair, Rick Parry, the ex-Liverpool chief exec, is GM or has something to do with the Cosmos. So, I mean, they probably talk to each other. But
well, and it's one of those things with. If I'm journalist A and you're a famous player and I say to you, would you ever go play for the Cosmos? You do the politically correct answer. You say, well, you know, I'm enjoying my time in Liverpool right now, but who knows, in the future I may end up there.
Yeah.
And then that all of a sudden becomes Steven Gerrard going to the Cosmos.
I think that MLSsoccer.com is good for this. You know, is so-and-so coming to wherever? They may have no traction whatsoever, but they just want the punters out there to think that so-and-so could get this player.
Well, and that is part of the game.
You know, whether Gerard has even spoke to the Cosmos or not, the Cosmos would like you to think that they can get a player of Gerard's caliber.
I think that's the key right now more than anything, is that they're trying to position themselves as a legitimate player, especially with NYCFC right around the corner.
But what tells me this won't happen is his buddy Frank Lampard playing at NYCFC. I mean, Gerard's still got an ego. He doesn't want to say, oh, yeah, well, Lampard's a division better than me.
Yeah.
You know, I could see Gerard going to L.A. or Gerard going to another MLS team if, you know, the rumors are true that Liverpool's wanting to rebuild and, you know, he's not a part of their plan.
Gerard's a draw. I mean, we were talking about Ashley Cole coming over here. No one wants to see a washed-up left-back.
No.
You know, I mean, that's not a ticket mover, whereas Gerard and Lampard, they are ticket movers.
You know, this would be fun if this really is Thierry Henry's last year. What if the Red Bulls sign Gerard and New York City FC has Lampard? You know, rivals, New York, you know.
That would be nice right out the gate.
I mean, Red Bull have got to have to do something, because once Henry goes and once NYCFC come in, I think Red Bulls are in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, there's no guarantee they keep Bradley Wright Phillips. He's going to want a pay raise.
And rightfully so.
And,
you know, he might want to go back to Plymouth and prove himself again.
And he might want to go to a championship team or to a lower premiership team. His stock has gone up.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean,
and but if he stays in MLS, he's going to want a raise. I mean, Wando tied the goal-scoring record, and he got designated player money.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying he gets designated player money, but he's going to be asking for more money.
And it's justified for him to get more money at this point in time.
And if somebody will offer it to him, he'll go.
I think Red Bull are going to want to see what Red Bull the company do with regards to their sponsorship and ownership.
Right.
Because apparently they're pulling out.
There's been rumors of that.
And, well, there's been rumors that Red Bull are looking at buying Leeds.
Yeah.
And, you know, that stadium is so far out of town, and they drew pitifully for a game against Montreal. And
yeah, that's the thing. They built that beautiful new stadium.
It's beautiful.
And they brought in Thierry Henry, and they still can't draw. That's saying something. So
I don't know.
And a lot of those people that you see at those Red Bull games have Arsenal shirts on. Mm-hmm. If Thierry Henry isn't there, are they going to come back?
So you've got to make that move. You've got to get
Somebody big.
You've got to get that somebody big.
But, I mean, are they going to be able to pay him if it's an empty stadium?
Yeah, it's all good questions.
I mean, if everyone goes to Yankee Stadium instead.
But we're all in agreement. Gerard's not ready for Cosmos, right?
Cosmos aren't ready for Gerard.
He can't cut it at Liverpool, so. That was tongue-in-cheek, by the way, before I get abuse. That was abuse.
That was pretty much for Jeremy's enjoyment. All right, let's just move on. Couple quick thank yous. Thank you for the donations we got on Saturday for the podcast. Mitch has got to, you know, first of all, renew the website and pay for some new equipment, so that's greatly appreciated. And we already mentioned your electric platinum sponsor of the podcast. They always give.
I'll even go past platinum. I'll just say they are the show sponsor.
they pretty much are.
I mean, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have the power to run this place, because my box would be out of code. So no, and the other thing is too, is that I actually had a really nice sit down conversation on Saturday, going back to Saturday, with Mark and with Pat Ryan and with a few other people, where they were just, what else can we do? And it was a really neat grasp of ownership from the guys, that it's not, yes, there's the same people doing a lot of the same things, but they all want to contribute and are trying to find ways. You know, Pat brought up that he has a guy that can do the window decals. You know, Mark's like, I want to be able to do more. I'm happy I can hand money over, but what else can I do? What else can I do? He did do the Moto Watch face, if you have one of those.
Cool.
It was pretty sharp in person. He also did, I don't know if you
he
saw
did
it.
A little-looking one, yeah.
For Halloween. Yeah. It was pretty sweet. But it was a real neat moment that we had discussion, and it was something that I wanted to bring up here tonight, was that the value of our brand came up, and it's a business statement in a way, and I know that we're very DIY, but I do like to think that at this point in time, our brand has value, that we've worked, I don't want to say we've worked hard at cultivating it, but we've been careful.
We haven't just thrown it away.
No, we haven't, you know, hoard out on everything that we can. We don't just, you know, do whatever everywhere. There is some selective choices that we make with how we do things. And by that, too, it's also when we do things, we try to make sure we do it right. And that was one of the biggest things that came out of it, is that everybody's like, I don't want to just do something to do something. I want to do something good, because that seems to be the way we do things. So it was something that I wanted to bring up to you guys.
Have they even read the crap I write?
But that's it, though. I mean, anybody can write something. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do something. Everybody wants to do something.
Well, I mean, you know, perfect example is, you know, Jason carved those pumpkins for Halloween just because he wanted to, you know, carve a pumpkin, and he did one with our logo. He did one with the Chupacabra, and he did one with the St. Louis FC logo. And, I mean, you know, between us sharing it and the team sharing it, that probably got more likes than anything we've done in a long time. So it's something little throwaway that you don't think about, you know,
yeah.
I'll carve a pumpkin. Well, that was valuable, you know?
It was awesome.
Yeah, you did
it was
a good
really
job.
Fucking cool. But that's the thing, too. And, you know, like Matt talked about last show, and it came up again the other day, of Instagram, when you're out and about, when you have the pint glass, whatever it is. Just all those little tiny efforts that are throwaway efforts, yeah. They add up.
If you use Instagram for a Luligan event, just hashtag Luligans there, and we're building up a little photo album. It slowly but surely.
Yep. And also, speaking of which, you know, scarf pictures or stickers on the back of your car. Or
billboard, the STLFC billboards.
Whatever you take pictures of with, you know, St. Louis FC involved, tag us and we'll retweet it and we'll share it on Facebook. I mean, people, you know, hang up scarves in their cubicles at work or in their basement or over their bar or wherever. You know, share those with us. Tag us on Twitter or on Instagram, and we will reshare those.
And these are the things that help build our brand to other groups that, you know, when the Louisville Coopers or the other groups are out there and they see, holy shit, these people are active.
Yeah.
They have the passion.
Well, and we had a good interaction with Tulsa this week on Twitter. I don't know if you saw that. I retweeted the picture of Chris. He gave the St. Louis FC scarf to the Japanese mascots.
Yeah. Pokemon-looking things.
And I said, we're big in Japan. Well, Tulsa responded with, you can have Japan, we've got Turkey. And they showed some guys at a Turkish match with the Tulsa Roughneck.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Tulsa Roughneck's scarf holding up. So, you know, those are good things that, you know, mm-hmm. provide a little banter, get the name out there, you know, and just fun to do. So, you know, hold up a picture of you with the scarf by the arch or, you know, at the zoo or whatever and tag us.
Don't get in with the bear. He will maul you. He will rip your face off.
That is a real bear, and he will eat you.
But it would be a great picture.
Yeah,
so
do it.
Go ahead.
Speaking of the brand, we still have some shirts left. We did officially break even on the shirts.
Woohoo!
Yes, now they all go to profit, and then we can buy more shirts. We're out of smalls. I know we had a couple of people that wanted a small this weekend. So when we sell some more shirts, we'll buy some more shirts. and scarves. Scarves, I know everybody loves scarves. The Space Invaders scarf, very popular. Sorry, they're all gone. But we have a new scarf that's going to be coming out after the first of the year. And I'm going to say it will be just as popular, if not more popular.
If not more. I think it's pretty sharp.
Than my friend Mitch Maurice was the designer on that one.
That dude's awesome.
He's pretty cool. But it's going to be a really great scarf. So start looking for after the first of the year for the new scarf.
Talking of shirts, I was lucky enough to have been sent a Joe Simpkins double X shirt by a company called pothunting.com out of Boulder, Colorado. And I'm going to give it away in the first person that will tweet Brad at St. Luligan's the answer to this question. Steve Petcher had two shirts that he swapped with people. One of them was Johan Cruyff, and he gave it away. And the other shirt is folded up in a box in his garage. Whose shirt was it?
That's not Slobo.
That's the question. First person to tweet that answer to at St. Lulligans gets the Joe Simpkins shirt.
And for those of you that don't know, Joe Simpkins, a traditional historical team in St. Louis, won U.S. Open Cup maybe.
About three times, yeah. Them and Kudus.
Yeah, I was thinking Kudus, but this company specializes in retro United States soccer teams. They had some really cool ones.
Yeah, Falls River's down there, Bethlehem Steel.
So give the name of the company again.
Pot Hunting, POTHunting.com.
So go check them out. They've got some cool shirts. And speaking of cool shirts, I saw Matt was wearing the Ultras.
Really,
St. Louis
really
Star
like
shirt.
It. Bought it from Ultras. Kind of expensive, gotta say, I thought, but the quality's second to none.
Ultras did our jerseys. They did the original St. Lulligan shirt, but they do have a really nice St. Louis Star shirt.
I kind of gulped when I bought it, but then when it came, I was really happy with it. So.
Yeah, it was sharp. I was kind of jealous. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
Other things to talk about, Jack wanted me to mention, they are going to have some more chant practices coming up. Another good night to get together, have a few beers, and just start working through some of the new chants that people are coming up with for next season.
We'll be getting the ones from that night on the website as soon as we can here. Still waiting on the files, but...
Yeah, we're going to get some recordings. Just rough recordings. They're not, professional level quality, just so you can get an idea of how the chants go. But if you want to be involved in that process, just follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll let you know when the chant nights are. Got to come up with all new chants for the new team, and there's a dedicated group of people working on that, and you are invited to be a part of it.
So do it.
So we'll let you know. Another thing I wanted to mention, Steel Army, which is the Pittsburgh Riverhounds supporters group. They've got a new feature on their website, their blog. They're doing a series on get to know the new teams in USL Pro. The Riverhounds have been around for a while, but they're doing this little thing. They're not in-depth. They're just sort of some basic info. They had one today on the Aztecs, and they said they're going to be doing a new one every couple of weeks. So I tweeted that one out. I'll try to retweet them, but check out Steel Army so we can get to know the new teams in our league.
That's inspirational.
Yes.
We should think about things.
Also, wanted to mention the weekly drawings, something FC St. Louis, St. Louis FC, get that confused still. They're doing a new thing, weekly fan appreciation drawings. Last week, the winner got a $100 gift card to Soccer Master. And in order to be eligible for these drawings, what do you have to do, Mitch?
You have to be a season ticket holder.
Always
goes back to that.
Yes, it does.
So, again.
You seeing a theme here?
If you're going to buy the season tickets anyway, get your
name
on the list,
yeah.
And you might win.
And again, they have payment plans. Yeah. That's the thing that I keep telling people.
So last week, a lovely young lady won a $100 gift card to Soccer Master. They're going to have different prizes throughout the year. Basically, every week, they're giving away something great. So,
how great is that, though?
Talking of other teams and getting to know your other teams in the league, I heard a rumor that Charlotte Independence, their supporters group season ticket, this is not verified, I heard it's going to be $285.
Holy Christ.
And that's a chunk of change. So for those of you that are sniffing at $150, you might want to jump on that because it might not be $150 for long. With MLS rising, a rising tide lifts all boats, yep.
And again, payment plan.
Yeah, I mean, I forget. I put the $50 deposit in. So then I still owed $100, and I think I told him to take $33, in November, December, and January. But you can split it up, differently than that.
Dude,
if you
stole a dollar from him. That's awesome.
Yeah, I did.
I think mine was 50, and then another 50, and then 3 months of 16 something.
Yeah, it's easy to do. You can adjust it, and if you're not good on the computer, call our friend Pat Kelly at the office, and... Say you want to sit with the Lulligans and say either you heard about the deal on the podcast or mention a friend who's a season ticket holder and you guys can have lunch with Jeremy and have fun.
And you will not be able to get lunch with a GM of a soccer team owner anywhere else. I mean, that's one heck of a deal.
And like I said, if you just say you're a friend of the podcast, you can have your choice of lunch with Brad, Mitch, or Bird. So there's a bonus for you right there.
Hey, you know, we're all winners.
Or you can say, I'd rather not have one of those guys. I just want to go to lunch with Jeremy by myself.
You know what? That would be the wise choice.
Yeah. Take Pat Kelly with you. You can pick somebody
else. I'm not going to bring Brad, but I would like to spend his allotment on beer. You know.
Can't we just get two stars?
Yeah. So there you go. The only thing I have left, guys, is a few questions. Do you guys have anything else you want to discuss?
Not specifically. I'm still reeling over the Derby defeat. It is what it is. How much of a fool was Chris Smalling?
You know,
how much of a fool was him?
I'm amused.
I don't know.
I had a good weekend.
You had a good weekend, man.
Yeah, you did.
You've had a good couple of weeks, to be fair.
We have, actually. We upset City in the tournament and embarrassing Liverpool there. It was
beat Spurs.
Beat Spurs, yeah.
I know. It's
with Sammy Amiobi, the 7-second wonder.
Oh, he is.
Amiobi,
like. I love. That's the thing, you know. You can bring on an Amiobi for about 10 minutes, and that's all you're going to get out of him. Him or his brother, they, you know, it's interchangeable, but it doesn't matter. It happens and it works. All I know is that the only thing that pisses me off is it just means Pardew's job's a little bit more safe than it was.
He's
before.
Not the problem there, though, is it? Let's be honest. But you know what?
There's about 18 problems. He's just. Well, no. He's,
but you know,
he's the third craziest.
But here's the thing. What's your problem with Ashley? Right, because
you want the long list or the short list?
I do, because someone played devil's advocate and they said, "Look, I stabilized the club, I got rid of the debt, we got promoted out of the championship, we got into Europe, and you're in no danger of relegation per se."
That's fine and dandy. That really is.
Why just, is this funny? I'm just watching you because it looks like you're gonna explode. That's fine and dandy.
The thing is, he is complacent with mediocrity. That is what he wants. He doesn't want to win too much. I think the thing is that it's become a business relevance. That eighth place is a perfectly acceptable goal to him.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's great for a smaller club. But Newcastle has a strong enough history that they can... Eighth place should not be a goal. Fourth place should be a goal.
To a degree, I will agree. However, you've got 10 teams who all think they should be in fourth place.
Absolutely, but those 10 teams at least take strides.
Whether you get it every year is one thing, but the ambition should be there.
Yes, and the ambition isn't there. And granted, I am the first to understand that Newcastle upon Tyne is not London.
It's not Paris, yeah.
It's you're not going to get the stars to come there. I know that. They have done a fantastic job at developing talent.
You guys should go after Torres.
Fuck off. No, we've got enough guys to don't put the ball in the net. We don't need to add anymore.
But you also have to be careful what you wish for, because the previous owner, like Freddie Shepherd, they kind of messed up big time. And that was what...
But see, that was the thing, is that they thought they were more than they really were. There's got to be, I'll bring hockey back into it. The St. Louis Blues are a perfect example. You're not going to spend like the Detroit Red Wings. You're not going to spend like the LA Kings. You're not going to get those top flight guys. What you need to get are the guys that fit into your system at a reasonable price. Maybe you overpay a little bit, but not too much. And you round it out with the unknowns that fill a role and make things happen.
The big issue to me with Ashley is as soon as someone shows any ounce of
soul.
Profitability,
soul.
They're out the door.
I mean, I just blanked on his name. Andy Carroll. Prime example. If we held on to him for one more year, he would have developed into a hell of a player because he didn't have the pressures. He didn't have anything going on. You sell him for a significant amount of money, and everybody's happy. But instead, he went for that flash of cash right now. Carroll ended up
that
being...
I think Carroll's a bad example. Yeah,
I still think that was a good bit of business, getting rid of him
because,
when he did.
But I think...
But
see, the thing is that when he left, everybody expected him to be some sort of...
Liverpool overpaid for him
they
because
did.
They had all that money from Torres.
Right. So they said, we're going to overpay for him. And then in turn, when you overpay for somebody, you have an unreasonable expectation of that guy's performance.
Right.
Carroll is not that guy to live up to.
He could have gotten better another year at Newcastle, but I don't.
He also could have been the injury prone donkey. Yeah,
I don't.
Become.
I mean, I don't think that was a bad deal selling him.
I would be more upset with Ben Arfa leaving.
Yeah.
Alone.
Oh Jesus.
Right.
That was we just gave that away, and that was, and again, these are the things that just are. You're stumped watching it happen.
Well,
you don't see something that makes sense.
And with Ashley, it's kind of been a roller coaster. When he first came in, he was that guy who looked like he was going to do everything for you.
Well, part of the thing was that he sold himself as one of the assholes in the terraces.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
he sat in the terraces with the jersey on.
That was a mistake to start with.
Well, sure. But it looked like, oh, this guy is going to be all in. He's going to do everything, you know, and it quickly vanished.
And that year,
I would have said, yeah.
He was in the terraces renaming them.
But when they went down, it was like, this is a disaster. But since then, he has kind of
leveled
it out.
And to be fair, it seems that he's doing a real good job with his money now of popping into other teams as well. It sounds like Rangers, he's making a huge play for.
Well, I think he's realized that, you know what? I don't have to spend 80 million pounds a year to get Newcastle into the Champions League. I can spend 5 million pounds a year and get Rangers into the Champions League.
I do think that's part of it too, which I mean,
doesn't take as much cash to be a big fish in that pond.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, good for him from a business standpoint, but from my club standpoint, you know, that's atrocious. I don't want him putting his efforts into another club. I want him putting his efforts into my club.
No, I see.
If you're diversifying your attention, I'm not getting the attention I want. That's a fact of life. That's children.
Vincent Tan's diversified.
Vincent Tan has a hairless cat on his arm.
I kind of look at Newcastle as one of those teams that I want to be good. You know what I mean? It's like the Packers in NFL. You know, the hardworking town, the tradition. You know, I want Newcastle to be more than just cannon fodder for the field. So I appreciate that, but I don't know.
When they're beating Liverpool, I want Newcastle to.
And that's the thing, and this is where it comes back to it.
Like Everton, if they were in sixth, seventh, fourth,
wouldn't hear a peep of concern out of me.
Yeah, they
wouldn't hear it out of me. And that's the thing. They are my abusive girlfriend, much like the St. Louis Blues. They keep telling me they're going to change. They keep telling me they're going to do better. If I give them their money, everything will be fine. And what ends up happening every single time? They screw me over.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
But also, in the last 2 years, Manchester United have become Newcastle to a degree. I mean, our expectations have just plummeted.
Yeah,
and
I'll buy that.
It's okay. I can live with it. It's... You know, I've actually become more of a football fan.
And that was the thing, too. I will say, the 1 year that they went down, I was able to, okay, I'm kind of a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my efforts into Arsenal because Brad's an Arsenal fan and because they win and lose spectacularly. And that was pretty much one of the best parts about it.
The thing about you, though, Matt, you know, yes, United are plumbing the depths for them right now. But you know it's not a long-term thing.
But
you know they're not going to be this forever.
Well, it's even chalk and cheese from last year, because the media keep talking about, well, they're the lowest point total since 86, and they've not won an away game yet, and blah, 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 and Van Gaal's got four less points than Moyes. And
no, it's different. It's different.
It's totally different. Yeah. The attitude is, we're exciting again.
It's
yes, absolutely.
Even though we're losing to Leicester 5-3,
that game this weekend
Moyes,
was a hell of a game to watch.
You guys were playing scared.
You know, we had
now Van Gaal. It's that he has faith in this team, and maybe he should play a little more conservative. But he's going for it, which is exciting to watch.
Last year, if we'd have been 10 men down against City for an hour, we'd have shut up shop and parked the bus and not ventured.
Right.
And you still would have lost probably 4-0.
We'd have played defensive and lost rather than... And we might have only lost 1-0, but yesterday we were having a go when we might have lost 3-0.
Right.
You know,
right.
But we had a go. I think we
but
had
again,
a go.
You did. You absolutely did. I enjoyed watching
and
that
so,
game.
And I'm to the point where if I'm going to lose anyway, I'd rather go down swinging.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it was last year with Moyes, it was the Olympiacos away game. We had Van Persie, Rooney, Januzaj. We had all these attacking options, and we played defensive. And
Moyes just had that look on his face on the sideline like he was scared.
He was overwhelmed. He really was.
And he didn't have anything to fall back on like Van Gaal's got. I won the Champions League.
Right.
I got my team to third in the World Cup.
And Van Gaal, you truly believe that he has a plan and a system, and he flat out said coming in, we're going to struggle, but we're going to turn it around, and we're going to be exciting.
So that's the only thing I would say. The difference between where you're at now and where Newcastle and Mitch are, they've been down there for a long time.
I'm more worried about our draws with Burnley and West Brom than I am with our draw and loss to City and Chelsea, because I don't think many teams are going to get points out of City and Chelsea this year anyway.
I agree totally.
But I mean, let's take Arsenal for example. You guys drew at Hull, we drew at West Brom. I think there is actually a lot more parity in the league. Yeah. This year, a lot more teams are taking points off each other.
I think City and Chelsea are obviously a step ahead because of the depth that they have.
They can roll two whole teams right now.
Yeah, and, you know, that's going to be the case. I mean, you know.
But I think the rest of on any given day, any team can beat any other.
I do. Absolutely.
And I will say that if you take out pretty much the top two and the bottom two, it's anybody's game a lot of days.
But that's the Bundesliga. You take away Bayern Munich, and, you know, it's a crapshoot.
It's
a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to these questions. And
I thought
we were winding down. I thought that was it. Yeah. I was about to set my headphones on.
Just a couple quick ones. Eric Bonito wanted to know about ticket sales. We do not have an official number for ticket sales. Most clubs won't give that out unless they're
not
sold
enough.
Out. I'll say not enough, but I will also say Jeremy said, if we started today, we'd be in the top half of last year's attendance. So now that's a little wink and a nod to the fact that after you get past Sacramento, Oklahoma Energy, and Orlando City, the attendance drops off rapidly in the USL Pro. So he's saying, you know, we've done good. We still have a long way to go if we want to get to that upper echelon. But so far, things are going good. So they're very positive. They're very happy with where the ticket sales are. But again, we need more people to buy tickets just to have that much more fun.
And if you really are on the fence, come to three games. We'll convert you. I'm serious.
Yep.
You'll have a great time. You'll have an absolute blast.
Pat Mahoney wanted to know about TH14. We already talked about him. Great player. I hope he has another season left in him, but even if he doesn't, he can. Well, and I heard today on maybe it was the Best Soccer Show that he may be pulling a Drogba. He may go back to Arsenal and sit on the bench at Arsenal and just come in when they need, you know, an extra player and move into coaching or whatever. I could see that happening.
He's better than Welbeck and Giroud.
Now, I won't say about Welbeck.
Welbeck's been a hell of a player for
and
you guys.
Giroud, too, for that matter. Did
Welbeck score on Saturday?
Didn't score on Saturday. But he's played well. He's played better than I thought. And actually, as much as I love Balotelli and his crazy ass, for $16 million, Welbeck's the better deal.
Right now, yeah. Right now.
Well, you guys weren't using him. What do you care?
No, I don't. I honestly don't care.
No, but I think he'll be a decent squad player. And Giroud catches a lot of shit. Giroud's a good player.
He's a good player against Crystal Palace.
He's a good player against anybody.
He's not scored against any of the top four teams.
We'll agree to disagree on that.
Well, no, that's a fact.
Well,
you can't disagree with
that. I think he's a good player. But we've already talked about TH14. Liz wants to know about signings and if they'll do events for signings. I'm sure they'll do some, come out and meet the new player at ITAP or at Barristers or at Amsterdam or something.
They're going to have the players
Soccer
on
Park Bar and Grill.
They're going to have the players on podcasts.
Yeah, they will have the players on podcasts. So there you go. You'll get to meet the new players.
Podcast is the developing emerging media.
Yes. Better than
streaming
radio shows.
On YouTube and on your iTunes.
That's all you need.
Jeff Koeniger wanted to know about the divisions. We talked about it a little bit. We're going to have to wait and see what USL Pro comes up with. But the rumor is St. Louis will be in the Eastern Division of whatever configuration they come up with. So,
Harrisburg is lovely.
Harrisburg is lovely this time of year.
We can go to Hershey, get some chocolate.
That's right. Fantastic. Go to Dayton/Cincinnati and go to the Creation Museum. Yeah. It'll be a time.
Yeah. I'll go for 5 minutes before I'm thrown out.
That long? I don't think you make it past the ticket window.
Well, they've got to figure out my accent first.
They have to make change because he's paying in cash because he's not going to want his credit card on.
They
file.
Can understand. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, today I was listening
to Triceratops with a saddle.
I was watching the Premier League live recap today, and they were interviewing some guy from Liverpool, some fan, and I swear to God, the only words I understood coming out of his mouth were "eh," like every 5 minutes, "eh." But whatever the rest he was saying, I had no idea. So
that's 35 miles from where I grew up.
I know it's a different world, isn't
it? Amazing.
So
you could say that about Branson.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, you can say that about Jeffco, where I'm from. So anyway, that's all I've got for today. What about you guys? Is that it?
I'm good, man. It was a great weekend. Yeah. We're riding a nice little high here. We're in a good place.
We promise to get Dale on as soon as we can. But the
man is busy. And
the man, he's a busy man.
Seriously.
Yeah, he really is.
Could you imagine a worse thing? No. I mean,
I'd much rather him say, "I can't come on your podcast because I'm too busy signing players."
Exactly.
Than to say, "Hey, can I come on again next week? I got nothing.
I got nothing going on."
Do you know anyone?
I saw some kids playing up at the school on the way down here. This is a great time to be a Louligan.
Yeah, I think so.
Bird?
Yeah, I got nothing.
So, not much to talk about
what,
today,
what a way
but,
to close.
But a lot of little things
nothing,
to talk
no.
about.
I just gave you my soul for an hour and, 20 minutes?
There you
I
go.
Got nothing left. I'm spent.
I've got change, then. That was not worth
I'm
it.
Spent.
We did have a fabulous time on Saturday.
It really was excellent.
I encourage you all to join us on the 22nd. Details will be coming out soon on the St. Louis FC page. But it will be a kickball tournament for charity and free beer and food trucks and fun. And we'll make fun of people and we'll laugh at them and they'll laugh at us. And it'll be just a great time.
Also, if for MLS Cup final, if they don't have anything at Soccer Park, we'll probably have a watch party ourselves somewhere.
Yeah, but they will be having something at Soccer Park. But, it will be limited to
season ticket
holders.
Well, I think it's the day of their pick your seat
day.
But obviously, we don't have to pick a seat because, you know.
But I'm sure they'll do some other announcements, maybe have some.
I don't want to go there and eat their food and drink their beer for free. I mean, I would go there and watch the game and buy their stuff.
They're going to have the big screen set up, and that's the plan anyway. So buy your season tickets. So
you can
just come.
Don't get
to
left out. I mean, that's the other part, too.
It's going to be a good time.
You know,
grab your friends.
Everything. They keep doing all these things, and the caveat being a season ticket holder.
Yep.
You know, Jeremy brought it up on Saturday. The bus trip, the pint glasses, these things.
Using their facilities for the chant practices.
Yeah, this is all perk of being a season ticket holder. So get off your asses and do it.
We also need to get together and do some, like, TIFOs and flags, like proper big stuff, and don't know where to start with that.
We do.
Well,
I have no idea.
We're planning
and they
it
have
already.
Offered the facility, so we have the place to do it.
Yeah. I can't sew. I can't paint.
We're in the planning stages of that, and we will be having a paint day at the park before the first game. Where we're going to help people do small TIFOs, too. Uh-huh.
Those two stick things?
Two sticks, and if they just want to make signs, we'll have projectors out there, and we'll help them, you know, have laptops. We can help them draw graphics and things, and it's going to be a fun time, but we are looking forward to the big TIFOs, too. That's going to be a challenge. And
it's 5 months away.
It's
not far.
It's not far.
Remember when it was, like, a year away?
A year away, yeah. No kidding.
And it's flown. It's flown.
It has.
I mean, yeah, it seems like a long way away, but every couple of weeks we have an event and we get another couple of weeks closer.
And that's a credit to the staff of SDLFC. I mean, they're keeping us partnered.
Yep. So please join us, buy season tickets, come to our events and get to know Lulligans and have a good time.
Sounds good.
That's all I got.
Au revoir.
See ya.
Bye.
All week long, got a dream, 'cause I'm better than the rest. Oh.